Blog Talk Radio.
Well, now here's the meaning of life. Thank you, Brigitte. Well, it's nothing very special. Try and be nice to people, avoid eating fat, read a good book every now and then, get some walking in, and try and live together in peace and harmony with people of all creeds and nations. And finally, here are some completely gratuitous pictures of penises to annoy the censors and to hopefully spark some sort of controversy, which it seems the only way these days to get the jaded, video-sated public off their fucking asses and back in the sodding cinema. Family entertainment? Bollocks. What they want is filth. People doing things to each other with chainsaws, joint Tupperware parties. Babysitters being stabbed with knitting needles by gay presidential candidates. Vigilante groups strangling chickens. Armed bands of theatre critics exterminating mutant goats. Where's the fun in pictures? Oh, well, there we are. Here's the theme music.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Nothing,
you heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osei Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
Giddy up.
Coast. This is, or will be, the Friday Possum Theme.
All but one man died there at Bitter Creek, and they say he ran away. Will you fight for your name? Stripped of all his rank,
Brandon.
Stripped of all his pride,
Brandon.
Still he holds his head up high. Brandon, friends are a thing unknown. What do you do when you're Brandon? Well, you grow on alone. He was innocent, not a charge was true, but the world would never know. Brandon, scorned as the one who ran. What do you do when you're Brandon and you know you're a man? Of his General Reed,
General Reed,
and the men who died, he can never speak the truth. Brandon, that's not the way to die. What do you do when you're Brandon? Can you live with a lie? Wherever you go for the rest of your life, you must prove to them all you're a man.
I heard that, man. Whatever. I hate when people say I heard that. That's a George Carlin bit. Anyhow, good evening, ladies and gents. Or lady and gents. Welcome to Friday Night Possum. Hopefully I'll figure out something more interesting to talk about than Chuck Connors, but been kind of Chuck Connors-centric lately with all this Brezhnev and Rifleman and all this and that. I hope everybody had a great week. Looking forward to the weekend. Timing is everything, ladies and germs. You got that right. I'll explain that later. Okay, yeah, Grenache Network, Home and Finest, Monday night, Possum Hour, Friday night, this debacle.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me, go on.
You Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Ha ha! That's Big Mamu.
Well, you get that right. You get that right.
Brand it, baby.
Yeah. The mark of Cain, or whatever the hell. And he broke his sword, too, man.
Hey, that ain't nice, right, man.
I know. Every week, man. Yeah, every week, man. The man takes his sword, breaks it in half. And all he's got left is the handle. Like, dude.
Tearing the
cool
patches off his sleeve and everything.
Oh, yeah. The buttons. Can't have the brass. No more brass buttons for you, Jack.
Ah, poor guy was disgraced. I want to see that, man. What are these channels got to start showing that one?
Somebody was for a while there, but it's a real short. I think there's only one season or so.
Yeah, it didn't go on too long. Not like they tried to say in The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it didn't go on that long.
Cake was saying that Will Smith got banned from the Oscars for 10 years.
Yeah.
I think they had to ban his old lady, too, man.
Yeah. She's the instigator.
She's the one who got that right.
Uh-huh.
And
she gave him that stink eye, baby.
Oh, man, that was like... I was married twice. I'm not sure. Well, maybe the second wife gave me one of them. But, man, you got to work hard to get one of them kind of stink eyes. That stink. And she just like, you know, like it was easy.
Oh, yeah.
So, I thought I'd have the final word on this whole thing.
Yes.
And blow up Will Smith for the final time.
Yep, give it a go. Give it another go.
Because, you know, it comes down to me sometimes. I have to take care of this this business.
And being paid by the Oscars isn't all that, you know, because that's a downhill slope anyway. Nobody's watching those fucking shows anymore.
That's true. That's true. But, well, still, we're blowing him up.
Blow him up.
Here it comes.
Uh-oh, Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Bring it.
I am Hassan Ben Soba. I had a few too many myself. Don't you be quiet.
Pull the string.
Get jiggy with it.
Stand, you know, this aggression will not stand, man.
Race freedom, popping the loud, dancing kitties to the rock of the town, whiskey calling, sweet dog shoes, smoking the joint, and lazy in the blues. Real gold. Bend your legs, spread your hands, make the claws now. You can dance. Do the dress bump, do the dress bump, do the dress bump, do the bump for everybody. Do the dress bump, do the dress bump, do the crap if you're doing that bomb. If you're doing the bomb.
ball. Peanut duties and a tournament home. Some stupid cursor in the stage. Late driving buddies behind the rage. Real gone, real gone, real good wine. Spend your legs, spend your hands, make the laws now. You can dance. Do the cookie bop, do the cookie bop, do the cookie bop, do the bop, bop. Everybody do the cookie bop, do the cookie bop, do the trap, the trap, if you're looking dead by.
Got me. Triple for our Ukrainian brothers, man.
And what were they saying? Do the bop bop?
Do the crab bop. The crab bop.
The crab bop.
Yeah, I think some of it, I think some of it was in Ukrainian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was digging it.
Yeah, man. Well,
that's
crab
that
bop.
Upright bass, man. They know
I love
like
the upright.
Belly.
How can you always tell it's the upright bass, you know? But you can. You know, it's got that tone to it. It's just fucking cool, man.
It stands out.
I love that. I love that myself. So, it's, you know, we're always saying they're spying on us and whatnot, even if you're not a crazy right-wing nut job, right? Pretty much everybody's in agreement on that one. This is true. This happened this week. Number two son comes over for visit and whatnot. You know, we have our... What'd we eat? We had a pretty good one. Fuck was it? Oh, down. It was a... It didn't suck.
Okay.
We went to Bob Evans.
Bob Evans. They still have Bob Evans? Jesus.
Oh, fuck. We got Bob Evans on every corner practically, man.
Oh, shit.
Well, this is the headquarters, man. Bob Evans. So anyways, either here or there, I give it a B minus. But
not bad.
Come back, you know, we're just sitting around chewing the fat, and we got the YouTube is on the Roku TV over there, right?
Yeah.
And he brought up Jimmy Savile.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about perverts and shit.
Uh-huh.
And then I mentioned the Golem. And we talked about that for a minute.
Okay.
And son of a gun. The next morning, I put the YouTube on and there was a Jimmy Savile, a couple Jimmy Savile video suggestions. And a Golem.
No shit. Oh, no, that's pretty weird, man. That is pretty fucking strange. Yeah, we're being spied on.
I swear to you,
on.
Man, I'm not making that up.
We're being spied on, man. Because that is, that's pretty bizarre.
I think the smart TVs and the Rokus and all that shit are collecting data, man.
Yep.
Explain how fucking Jimmy Savile comes out of nowhere next fucking day, and there's Jimmy Savile fucking videos, which I haven't been watching Jimmy Savile videos. By the
that's
way,
wild.
I hope there is a hell and he's rotting in it. That guy was a piece
of
shit.
Jesus Christ, what a piece of shit he was.
Goo.
And he was well loved too when he was alive.
Oh. He got through. He got away with it. Yeah.
His whole life he got away with it. Yeah.
Totally skated by, man.
Yeah.
Love. Well, let's get started with the in crowd here, the Possum Lounge.
Yes.
Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
Came in. Oh, she fell asleep. Well, you came to the right place if you want to, you know, finish that nap.
Catch some Z's. Yeah.
Here on the old possum. But he gave you a kissy face for the Gumby fun.
There you go. She's a sweetheart.
Just because, you know, it gives you warm feeling inside.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you like to know that. Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks. There's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
And that's our Canadian contingent tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, okay.
Your prefect is not in attendance.
Okay.
So he has a note from his mother. Daddy G popped in there, but he had to pop out.
Daddy G. In and
maybe he had to prepare his program that airs here on Log Talk Saturdays at 9.
Yes, that must be
it. Daddy G. That was probably it. He had stuff.
Yeah.
Apple Cheek says even Pause the Mower didn't wake her up.
I love that.
Pause the Mower. Classic. Classic. All right. There's GTO. GT Trenton. Man, he was chomping at the bit to get in the lounge. He was waiting outside when I got here, man. I need to give him a key so he can just open
oh,
it up.
Oh, yeah. GT Trent.
Surprise he didn't bust the door down or something, man. Because he is the strongest man on the internet.
Oh, no doubt.
Right here. You got GTO, then Incredible Hulk, and then Mighty Thor.
In that order.
Mm-hmm. And there's Other People's Eyes, our old pal Hope.
Other People's Eyes. Captain,
I guess he's got a top secret stereo. Now you got me curious, man. He's got some, like, insane stereo system. Which is, if you're going to have records, that's what you should really have.
Yeah.
You
got to invest in something really nice. You got a collection like that.
I got a piece of shit stereo.
Yeah, same here.
I got a halfway decent collection, but I'm wondering, I have never tried to, you could digitalize your fucking shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm wondering what if the sound quality is any better than it is on the crappy record player.
It's not supposed to be.
Didn't mean to put you on the spot there. You'll have to post about it sometime. And GT insists that the Mighty Thor could knock the chit out of the Hulk. Hulk smashes, man. I seen one time when they had to kill the Hulk because he went berserk, and it was like a made-up story, a what-if story. And at the end, he killed like everybody, like the Fantastic Four he killed. Bunch of other fuckers. Big piles of dead heroes. Finally,
Thor comes. Went bonkers? They did it with
He was insane. Yeah, he went mad. And finally, Thor comes down and gets him in a chokehold and breaks his neck. And that's how they finally do it. Like, whoa, dude. Pretty severe.
It's a good idea, though.
Yeah, yeah. In real life, they always had Doctor Strange was always the one that would beat him. He'd like him, you know, and make him think he was a duck or something. He'd stop smashing. Or he sent him to another dimension one time. That was cool.
Oh.
Wow.
You don't fuck around that Strange guy.
Oh, don't fuck with Doctor Strange, man. He's the most powerful guy there is. He's got the woo-wee. Yeah. And on the line we have the Sinister Minute, the music quit a long time ago. The Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
Yes,
the inimitable Professor R.J. Gumby.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Pussy Mouse. with your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Started in a runnin' when he heard the whistle blow. The postman brought a letter, an airmail from our Joe. It said, I've come back safely from across the ocean blue. Then Pa took off Ma's apron and he hollered out, Yahoo!
I'll leave my dishes in the sink. Ma, I'll leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
Pa started in a jiggin' and he cried, Ma, shake a leg. I'm going down the cellar 'cause there's cider in the keg. The bologna's in the icebox, there's cheese and pickles too. We'll call in all the neighbors 'cause tonight's our night. Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink.
Dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
I began a fiddling and the dancing was begun. Then Grandpa took his coat off and he yelled, partners, everyone! So each one picked a partner and they counted out one, two. And Ma, she twirled so pretty, they all hollered, Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. Ma, leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate. Dancing, the door flew open wide, and everybody stopped, and Sergeant Joey stepped inside. He shouted out, attention, and everybody knew to bother with the dishes was not the thing to do.
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. I'll leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
I'm having chest pain.
Oh, all righty.
God,
I hope it's not the cocoa.
We haven't had Spike on for a while, have we?
No. What brought that to mind was I was, I haven't quite finished cleaning out the family credenza, cleaning behind it, dusting everything. But I did dust off the liquor cabinet and the bar and everything, and that's all looking sharp. And in the bottom of the liquor cabinet, in the bottom two slots there, I actually can't fill the entire thing up with booze, believe it or not. I have old 78 records, and I found the remaining Spike Joneses that I possess.
Yeah.
And they were kind of lost because they were in a Harry James album. And I don't know what compelled me to open the Harry James. And I go, holy shit. And there was leave the dishes in the sink, Ma, but I don't think it'll ever play, man. It was like broken to three pieces and glued back together. But there's a couple others in there. There's two or three other ones that are playable. Yeah, liquor and 78s. Oh, you got that right, Jack. hot times, baby. If you like scotch and 78s, this is your place. Little Skittle Bowl. actually did get the this. They have an extra needle. We're talking about stereos there. Okay. Have a needle just for 78 records. So I haven't used it yet. But now I have something to play. I want to play those fucking Spike Joneses.
There you go.
Good times.
Cool. It sounds like you had a hanker for Harry James.
Maybe I did. Maybe that was it. I was like, oh, cool, Harry James.
Yeah.
Harry got dispatched somewhere along the line. I'm sure I did that at one point and totally forgot I did that.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been. Should I have had those since I was a kid? Yeah. See, you need the special 78 needle for the 78s.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. On the Victrola, the best needles are made out of wood, believe it or not.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, they have stainless steel needles, which are good and last. They're okay, and they last a while. I believe that's what's on mine now. And the trouble is, the wood ones give you the best sound, but you only get about half a dozen good plays out of it until it wears down.
I would imagine so, yeah.
But the sound quality is the best on a wooden needle.
Let's
see your expertise. I need to look for like a Facebook Marketplace, somebody like getting rid of them. Because they came in like big things, you know, big tins of needles.
Yeah, I should.
You know, you replaced them so often. I could use a. I have a bunch, but I could use a needle supply for my Victrola. If anybody has any extra needles, send them to Commodore Decker, care of
extra
this
needles.
Station. Yeah, send all that. We need needles, just for the 78 Victrola. You know the one I'm talking about with the dog listening to the thing. That's the one.
Tippy. What was that dog's name? Tippy. I forget this.
Oh, Nippy, I think.
Nippy.
Nippy,
that's it. Nippy, yeah.
Nippy the dog. No, I'm talking about for the Victrola. Oh, you ain't got a Victrola, do you? Holy shit! Surprisingly, not worth a whole bunch of money. Anyway, I always chose wrong, man. You know, they said, well, you can pick anything in the grandfather's house you want. I'm like, I want that Victrola, man. Tiffany lamp passed on it. I just thought that record player had more chops. So then now I get this thing in the mail. They want to raise my taxes. How much? I don't know. What is it? Monthly property tax increase would be like between $6 and $8. Oh, no, that's $100,000. Well, no, and my house is $100,000, I think, now. As if. $6 and $8 a month for more cops and crap. I'll pass, man.
Cops and crap.
Yeah. Fuck it, man. I'm trying to. Hey, I got to stretch a dollar.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right.
I can't go out past any fucking levy. What the fuck, yeah. Man? Make do. You gotta make do.
These natties are going up, man. These natties are cheap.
This is not the time to be asking me for, you know, fucking $6 to $8 a month for this crap here. Addition of 6 new police officers. Woo-hoo. Renovation. Oh, yeah, they want to. Oh, what it's all for is they want to renovate. They want to add on to the cop station there. It does look pretty cool, but...
Fuck them.
Man, not right now, you know?
Hey, that's a nice way of putting it. And you're fooling yourself. Not right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm not against the police or anything like that, but right now, man, this ain't the time to be hitting me up for extra bucks, dude.
When I hit the lottery.
When the inflation's, you know, when the inflation slows down a little bit, it might be nice. I was at the grocery today, and it's ridiculous, man. Although they'd save a lot of money if they trained the... I swear to God, I guess it was an old lady or somebody, whoever packed the, you know, put the stuff in the plastic bags.
Yeah.
They did like one item per bag.
Really?
Yeah, like, I said, what's this? Pack of lunch meat, okay. Jar of olives, okay. What the fuck, man?
Get a little
creative. No, and then, the olives, I'm sorry, the olives were with a jar of something else, which made that one really heavy, and all the rest had like one thing in it. Idiots. I like bagging, though. See, I was a bag boy for a little bit. I was very anal about, you know, getting the bags balanced.
Yeah.
Pretty stupid.
Take pride in your work.
Huh?
You take pride in your work, man.
Pardon? Yes, I do. And somehow I raised two sons that do the same, man. They're very...
There you go.
Very, well, one's very studious. The other one is very good at pretending he's studious.
he's the one that's going to go for.
Number one son has feet. He always has, man. I hope he knows, man. I got to tell him that. That'll be my wedding gift. Oh, did I tell you he's getting married? Did I say that?
Yeah. I think it's great. She's a sweetheart.
That'll be my wedding gift, dude. You have the touch. Do whatever the fuck you want. All right. Today was opening. Well, no, last couple days have been opening day in baseball. And I was hoping that Ford would be here. We could talk some ball, man.
Yeah.
That's where he's at. He's watching the game.
Okay.
I don't think they started their game till like 8 o'clock, so they're probably still playing.
Blue Jays.
Blue Jays and the Rangers tonight. So let's click over and see how they're doing, man. We know what you're doing.
We're on you, Ford.
Okay. Rangers and Blue Jays. Wow. Top of the 8th. Blue Jays 9. Rangers 8. That's a bloodbath over there. Holy crap, man. That's a fun one. Unlike the Pirates opener, we played the Cardinals, and we fought them to a 9-0 loss. Go ahead, what?
Yeah, I was just thinking, good fight. Yeah.
The day started off, they couldn't start off better. They just signed their young future all-star third baseman to a long-term contract for a bunch of money. Decent.
All right.
Like the first inning, he sprains his ankle or something. I mean, it was a big pile of shit.
And they still get their millions, even when they're injured.
Oh, fuck yeah. Hey, the ink wasn't even dry. No, he didn't. He just had a cramp or something, but it wasn't an auspicious thing. So this song is dedicated to all the Pittsburgh Pirate fans.
All right.
I ache for the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whip, dear. You can raise wealth like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eye, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you here I stand, my heart is in my hand. Ugh, it's here that I must be. of my heart and treat. Just hear those savage beats and go put on your cleats and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany. That's why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can feel the pain yet, love, every time I hear drums. And I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash you made with your lash as we danced to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say we'll never part. I know too well I'm underneath your spell, so darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Excuse me. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that you're mine as we dance to the master. Give them tango.
Book rule double. That's what that was.
Puts a lot into that. Good voice.
That's
this
a
guy
beauty.
Had.
That's a beauty, man. There's three or four versions of that.
Oh yeah.
That was the one I had in mind. Fully orchestrated studio version. Then there's the live orchestrated version and the studio piano version, and I believe a live piano version.
Yeah. Well, you performed that a lot, he did.
It's a classic. I had it on a cassette tape that I taped off the radio with holding the microphone up to the speaker.
Yeah. Remember those days?
From the Dr. Demento show.
Our tape recorders, we didn't have built-in mics. We had a little mic on a cord. That was wild, that stuff.
I had a reel-to-reel.
Yeah, you were saying that before. Yeah, I don't think anybody had that. Yeah?
I had a little portable reel-to-reel before they invented the cassettes. I was always into the shit, you know, doing the... Yeah. I guess that was... Yeah, yeah that was... That's why... It's fun. Make the show!
Those were the days.
I didn't save any of the reel-to-reel shit.
Hey, you got nothing to play it on anyway.
This is true. I have some videotape that like 3/4 inch tape.
Yeah.
You got a 3/4 inch videotape player? There might be one in the back room at the television station. Jeez. boop. You know what? I gotta get that Jeopardy theme. Put it somewhere where I can grab it.
I like that.
I can't.
You mean always have it handy?
I should. You would think I would, right? But I cannot find it. I was looking a little bit before the show, and I was like, "Well, fuck this. Figure something else out."
You must have a lot of shit on there that you got to look for all the time.
I have like three sections where there's background music and shit, which is stupid. should have all the background music in one fucking section. But regardless of that, we'll try to make do. Here we go. You ready? You ready, Ope? Time for Jeopardy, dude. I was killing tonight. I was kicking ass, man. I took no prisoners tonight, man. They had some good categories. Oh, they had, well, there was one. What was it? I can't remember. There was one or two that I was just like a dope. I didn't know that. But I did pretty well, and I got the final Jeopardy question. Gumby, you'll get this one.
Yeah? I don't know about that.
You will get this one, man. The category is 19th century literature.
All right.
Okay, Ope's ready. I'll wait till Ope answers till I reveal the answer. All right, 19th century literature. I said, oh, fuck that, you know. And I said, but I'll bet it all anyway. So I went to commercial, they came back. And here is tonight's final Jeopardy answer. The Strand Union Workhouse, whose rules prohibited second helpings of food, inspired a setting in this 1838 novel.
All right. I think I know it.
GT wants to buy a vowel.
I'm probably wrong. I'm probably wrong, but it sounds like it's too easy.
It is. No, you're right then. Because yep.
Okay.
Ope got it. What's your guess?
Oliver.
Yeah, Oliver Twist. Exactly. Yeah. Ope got it. That was easy peasy, man.
Yeah.
You never know, man. Final Jeopardy. Sometimes it's. I mean, and the reason why it's easy is because the Strand Union Workhouse, second helpings of food, boom.
Yeah, yeah.
The rest, it doesn't matter. You know it's fucking awful.
That's the most famous line in the whole novel.
Yeah.
Please, sir, have some more. Yeah.
Have some more? You're that little kid in the Oliver movie, the musical? Well, they took me to the theater to see that. I was like, 8 years old or so? And that chick with the tits, holy cow. In the big screen with the boobs, I was nuts, man. Holy, and I didn't know, I didn't know what to do. I just, probably was Jerry Lewis on the way home.
I knew a girl that was scared shitless of Oliver Reed ever since seeing that
movie.
Oh,
me too. I was, he was a fucking villain, man.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
I'm really happy that they went this way with it tonight because I like 3 minutes.
3 minutes, baby.
Could do that one. I got so many to choose from now.
Lots of 3 minutes.
Nah, I'll do the one I uploaded for tonight. If you saw my Facebook page, the cat's out of the bag.
I don't think I did.
Well, how unfortunate.
Actually, maybe I did.
Well, the video's kind of funny. And it goes along with this song that is completely annoying.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, is always a good feature of a 3 minutes you'll never get back.
This is what it's all about, baby.
Sometimes. You never know. Could be Shemp meditation. You never know. But it is 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
the car, Tim, in the fridge. So tasty, even on Monday morning. A light bulb shining through the drink lets me know that it's still good. Gummy bees make me feel better, even when I am thirsty. Gummy bees make me feel better, even when I am thirsty. See the wrapper wrapped around the bottle, yellow and very tasty. So I open up the door to the fridge and reach across the water and pee. Gummy bees make me feel better, even when I am thirsty. Gummy bees make me feel better, even when the bottle is empty. One jump out the window and I come home from a long day of school, and you're outside drinking Sunny D. See the sunlight in the kitchen, bottles of Sunny D's and teas. I can't choose, so I won't have.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Boy. Ford's going to be sorry he missed tonight. Despite a reaction from the Boston Lions, man.
What
did you think of that one?
Was it too folk-friendly? Did they make up their own words, or were they just singing it horribly?
No, he was singing Sonny D.
So I thought he was saying Sonny D. What the hell does that mean?
Sonny D, that drink the kids drink like it's watered down orange juice or something. Orange pop. Well, the Blue Jays are out in front 10-8 in the bottom of the eighth. So you never know. Ford may show up. not the way those innings go anymore. Seems like it's like a half hour per half inning now. Yeesh, games seem to be going long.
Oh, yeah. Baseball drags the fuck out as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think that's it. Turns off most people because of that. It's just the pace, the pace, the pace. All right, I got some environmental news. You like the environment? This happened in Kentucky. A mysterious white foam was covering a creek, Cedar Brook Creek. And Danny Robinson and his wife were finishing dinner and looked out, and white foam began to build
white
on
foam.
The creek. Yeah.
Oh,
and it got thicker and thicker. And it turned out it was just dog shampoo.
Dog shampoo?
Dog shampoo. Glomar
okay.
Pet Products Incorporated.
Okay.
And this is the beauty of the story. They had an accidental spill, air quotes, accidental.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which air quotes work really good on radio. But he said that it's the dog shampoo is coconut-based, so it would pose no danger to wildlife or the ecosystem. So hats off to the Glomar Pet Products if it actually is an eco-friendly dog shampoo. But I'll bet you it is.
I don't know.
I used to use, what was that? Oatmeal shampoo on my dogs when I had dogs.
Oatmeal shampoo.
Yeah, oatmeal shampoo.
Okay.
That, like if they have dander problems, it loosens up the dander. Oatmeal. Anyhow, and now, you remember when we were talking about the microplastics?
Yeah.
And they're in the ocean, and they're, you know, if you eat the fish, you eat the micro. Well, now, they are finally showing up in people's lungs, microplastics.
Ah, there you go. It could be, you know, it can't be good.
No, no. There's you know, there's probably... Well, and stool samples, you know. Maybe if I eventually poop in a box.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if I eventually poop in a box, maybe it'll find some plastic.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, the people were full of plastic now, man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, later on, GT. He's got a bolt.
All right, GTO.
Wow. Apple Cheek says her dog gets the $16 a bottle shampoo.
Ooh.
Zip, beep, beep, beep.
I can put the bet for Lucy.
Cake says just poop in a jar. I agree. Hey, well, I guess.
They still bothering you? They still waiting for your poop in the box? They still bothering you?
Well, they haven't been bugging me too much about it, but I definitely going to get to it this week.
Okay.
I swear, this
all
week.
All right. Is it on
your?
Is it on that list of yours?
I gotta make a new to do. I gotta make a new to do.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, this is weird. Science.
Yeah.
Y'all like science. That kind of goes.
Yeah.
Environment is the science, but this is more science. This is space science. Outer space.
Space science.
I see it all the time on the thing. Do I have the thing? No, I probably don't. This is professional fake radio. Right, here we go, here we go. It's got to be on here. That was the original, I think, man. That was a good one.
Like that. Right.
Man, what's the coolest planet in our solar system? Coolest looking planet.
Coolest looking planet. You got me on that one. What do you think is the coolest looking one?
What about Saturn?
Saturn? Yeah, okay, with all the rings and everything. All
got
right.
The ball,
I'll
you got the rings,
that.
Right?
Uh-huh.
How cool
uh-huh.
is that, man?
Very cool.
Very, that cake agrees, Saturn. Very
uh-huh.
kitschy. Bad news, kids.
Uh-oh.
The rings of Saturn are disappearing.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Whew, man. I mean, it's like, you know, there's nothing. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing lasts forever.
Nothing so, both of us stay.
Say,
so what's,
say
what's the reason for this?
It's just dissipating.
Okay.
Um, They'll disappear and, like, you know.
After
like,
billions of years, I guess it would die out.
Yeah, yeah. So there's only another 300 million years left in the things. So if you want to marvel at the beauty of Saturn's rings, do it now. And Cake says, poop out of Uranus. I don't know what that means. But yeah, eventually the rings will disappear.
All right.
But who knows? The sun might blow up by then. Who the fuck will care?
That's right.
So, all right, I guess this isn't science, but what the fuck? This is New Zealand, right? New Zealand.
Yeah.
Isn't that pretty much an island in the South Pacific? Nothing, you know, kind of off by itself there. Well, these workers in a French fry factory found a World War II grenade in the potatoes on a conveyor belt.
Jesus Christ.
You know,
you never know when they're going to show up. Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Someone had to bring that in. A worker had to bring that in.
I don't know. I wonder where they got the potatoes from. That's what I'd figure.
Yeah, really. That could be a World War II grenade in it.
They said it was a Mills bomb, a hand grenade, common during World War II. The grenade was x-rayed and found to be a non-explosive grenade likely used for training purposes. So, yeah, it could have been a gag.
Yeah. A worker brought that in. There's no other way that happens.
Yeah, you're probably right. But it's fun to dream, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. And then this guy, speaking of finding things, he goes into the, he's in the airport there over there.
Yeah.
Some shit on here. Boston's Logan Airport. And this cat has a cane that he just bought recently. And the TSA agents realize, oh, no, you know, this is actually a sword, dude. And they pull it out.
Yeah.
Guy had no clue, so. But here's the rub. He turned the sword over to the Massachusetts State Police and was cleared to catch his flight. But he's got to swallow the cost of that thing, man. He ain't getting that back.
Oh, no.
Forget about it.
Well, it's his loss.
I guess this was right before 9/11. And my ex-wife was getting on a plane. And, man, I can't remember all the circumstances, but they weren't going to let her fly because she was carrying a knife in her onboard luggage. So I went and talked to the guy, and I took the knife off of her, or I took possession of the knife and left. I still got that knife right here. Matter of fact.
Why was she bringing a knife? Was she paranoid or something?
Yeah, she was losing her mind.
Okay. All right. Did you
cool
drive into that?
No, the internet did. I'm blaming the internet.
The internet.
On that call.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. She got on the internet, man. And, like, what was it? Like, I don't know. 5 years, man. 5 years on the internet. Right. She was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, man. That, you know, same here. I've been an idiot online.
Yep.
I'm gonna retire soon. I hate to tell the Germans, but we're not going to do Possum Hour forever, kids.
There's got to be an end.
I know. It's got to be brave enough. Pull the string. All right.
But we'll be regretting it. That's why we keep postponing.
I know. You know that, man. You're like,
definitely.
Possum, man. Oh, and you hear some tune. Oh, that'd be perfect for Possum.
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of shit. You know that's going to be going.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it's going to take 5 million years, and then Possumire will be gone, man. So listen to us now while you still have the chance.
Exactly.
There's only 500 million years left. Possum Hour.
We're going, by the way, to Saturn's Rings.
I know. Apple Cheeks asked if we were dissipating. All right. Senile Possum Hour. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is. It's practically there now, man. All right. What do we got? I don't know if you've seen the video. You got to see the video on this, everybody. Look this up. This guy, this kid. I mean, he's young. He's 18 or 19. I don't know. 17.
Yeah.
Jesus. And he's swimming with sharks. And this SOB is petting, the first time he sees the shark and he goes, oh, hey, well, like this, that. And then the next day he goes out and sees another one, gets up close and he touches its tail and shit, a great white shark.
Jesus Christ.
And it's like.
A great white shark.
A great white shark.
Jesus.
And he's like, polio. I was like, man, that could have ended very unhappily, man. I mean, it could have turned around and went, oop, hook your fucking arm off.
Yep, I woke up.
Who?
Something wrong with people, man.
I'll put the link in there. I think that same video, I didn't watch the video on this link, but you can't click the link, but you can get the gist where it's at. PI.com odd news, but weird, man. Weird shit. Shatter. I mean, when you're young, man,
Google.
You'll do shit like petting
yeah.
a shark. You know, but not a good idea.
Not a good idea
right.
at all. We don't recommend it.
No. Not sanctioned by the Possum Board of Regents by any means. Okay, a couple of last things to wrap things up here over here in the Possum Hour.
All right.
Yesterday was National Beer Day.
Okay.
April 7th, right? And that celebrates the Cullen-Harrison Act of 1933 that allowed the brewing and sale of beer up to 4% alcohol by volume.
Okay.
In other words, the end of real beer prohibition. Beauty times. Happy days, right? And the cool thing
about
it is,
days.
The reason why I mention it is because yesterday on National Beer Day, Seth Beer, a rookie on the Arizona Diamondbacks, hit a game-winning home run to defeat the San Diego Padres. How cool is that?
Back on the baseball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Baseball
it's high, Jed.
So, yeah, he got home run, cleared. Man, for a rookie? Come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
Winning. Hold my beer, man. There you go. Man. All right. Congratulations to Seth Beer. They were chanting,
beer,
beer, beer, beer, beer. Now, today is, for the next whatever, how many minutes, it's April 8th. And one of the things it was today was Dog Farting Awareness Day.
They really need a day for that?
It started on social media in 2014.
Okay.
I don't know, you know, but, you know, they want to bring issues to light about the canine digestive health and vomiting and diarrhea and excessive farting can be serious health signs of serious health issues, but it's dog farts. Okay. And the other thing it is today, finally, it's International Louie Louie Day.
Louie Louie.
Celebrating the birthday of songwriter Richard Berry.
Okay.
Louie Louie. Recorded 1957 by Richard Berry and the Pharaohs.
All right. Seems like a lead in.
You,
okay.
A lead in, you say?
Louis, Louis.
Well, I resemble that remark.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
And now, the news.
Sing Louie, 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 Louie. Oh, baby, I gotta go now. Louie, Louie. Oh, baby, I really gotta go now. There's a fine little girl, she's waiting for me. I'm at Ben's and Dostoevsky. I think about the meaning of my life.
Let's go!
They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
Not a finger!
Massive dumps.
You are correct, sir.
Phil, I suppose I watched a clip with Phil Hartman in it. Ah, jeez. The guy was funny.
Well, you seen a clip with Phil? What was that?
No, no, I was watching stuff.
Count it, man.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Steady hand on the tiller there. Buddy. All right, man. Jimmy Savile, total pervert.
Yep.
In her there, though.
Got away with it his entire life.
And yet, now who's listening in, though? Is it YouTube or is it the Roku people? Who's in charge of this, man?
They're probably all listening in.
Or is it my gym crack?
Okay, maybe.
Huh. We should get together and have a conversation.
Uh-huh.
And turn off our gym cracks and turn off the Roku. And see if any of it shows up anywhere.
Yep.
Test this out, man.
Yeah, but the two things you guys were talking about, it's pretty bizarre that would have to come up.
When I saw the Jimmy Savile one, I was like, that's weird. But then when I saw the Golem one, I'm like, what the fuck? No. Come on. Over here. You're trying to pull. I saw today in The Rifleman, great episode, by the way. Chief Wild Eagle was in it.
Okay.
Frank Dacova. I was thinking of F Troop. And you know, you couldn't get away with F Troop. You couldn't do F Troop today because of the humor, the Indian humor.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Even though they're smarter than most of the white guys, and cool and shit, and like, I don't know. You want to be, I would want to be a Hikawi.
Yeah, Hikawis are simply, I want to be like Screaming Chicken. What a great name, Screaming Chicken.
They're super cool, man.
I missed that show.
It was a crime that was only two years, but that also like just made it like there's really not a lot of stinkers in the punch.
Yeah.
They're all pretty funny episodes, man. That's a great show anytime. Ken Berry, one of the most underrated physical comics ever. My God.
He was my favorite character. In that. When I was a kid, I liked Agard, of course, but it now, it's Commodore. He was funny as hell.
Oh, his moves were incredible. Backflips and everything he did. And just his physical comedy was hilarious.
Yeah.
Highly unsung. He ended up on Mama's Family.
Yeah. Made by the RFD. Remember that one?
Well, that was lame, but, I mean, it wasn't Mama's Family lame.
Horrible.
Yeah, there's lame, and then there's Mama's Family lame. And, Made by the RFD was just kind of like a dream sequence, like, ooh, nothing really happens here. It's not funny, it's not sad, it's just the stuff that happens down the street.
Just there.
Yeah, just there. Exactly. All right, well, it is Friday.
Yeah.
We do polka on Fridays. I can find my damn polka.
Polka, baby.
Looking in the wrong place. Looking for polkas in all the wrong places. All right, sticking with the, there is no theme tonight. But I mentioned baseball a couple times.
So that's the theme.
And I touched on the fact that my team is amongst the lamest of all the baseball teams in the major leagues. I hate to say it, but it's true.
Well, how's the Phillies doing?
They're stacked, man. They got a lot of bats.
All right. Okay.
I don't know how they're what they're winning and losing is, but they're. Whew. They got some big bats. I don't know about their pitching though. But the Pirates, they pretty much stink all around. And so does their polka.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
I like it when the voice goes real low, like she's trying to remember the words.
Cake said it was kind of hypnotic.
It was a little hypnotic, yeah.
Ope says support your team to the fullest, but this is too much. I like it. It's so sad, much like the team. Oh, I got to ask you, man. Well, I'm sure you had no idea it was going to be Louie Day.
No, right? I had no idea. Yeah.
Yeah. But you sent that last week.
Uh-huh.
I saw that today. I said, Louie Day. Why, Saintly?
There you go. That's the thing.
Tie that right in there.
It fit right in.
This is very well planned. Actually, that's the thing. If I do them ahead of time, they seem to be better planned, you know, than when I do it, like, right before the show. that was a darn good blow-up, man. I spent about 2 hours on that puppy.
Yeah, good one. Good blow-up.
The Hossipin Soba was that was the last thing I put in there. I'm Hossipin Soba. Yeah, I've had a few myself. Wow.
Gotta love Chuck.
We got a lefty. Oh, I do a good job. Thank you, Ope. It's for fun. Shits and giggles. All right. Well, we got one more to play on the way out. So,
all right.
Ding,
good.
Ding, ding. Many hits. You got anything else left in the tank here to announce,
speak of, or
complain about, a bitch?
I got nothing.
Man, except for that Uncle Bobo pooping his pants thing I did there, we didn't do any politics at all.
Yeah, that's right.
So, salut.
Gotta keep that going.
Fuck them all and feed them dog shit, I say.
Because all the humor shit went with that last president.
Ugh, man. He ruined a joke.
Exactly.
Yog. Man, I hate that everybody has their own Uncle Bobo impression on the thing, on the shows.
Yeah.
It's like, quit doing Uncle Bobo impressions.
Yep.
Don't even talk about it.
It's too easy.
Miller Genuine Draft.
Water.
But, just don't look. Get that son bitch. Think about that lady in Oliver with the titties.
Now I gotta see that movie again.
And she did.
Just
she
to
did
see
a
the
gun
titties.
Smoke. She did a two-part Gunsmoke, the color episodes, and she was like a lady of ill repute on a wagon train, and they were stuck in the desert and shit. And she was wearing the same type of low-cut thing, and the boobs were sticking out. Great. MGD.
That's how she got into the business, I guess.
And it's not like she's got an immense rack. It's just she knows how to show them off, man. She knows how to present
her
bosom in a very attractive manner, which is nice, I think.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, there it is. You know, what do you got to look, not look? Thanks for coming, everybody.
Thank you, Pops.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, guys!
Yeah, my book has got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I'm standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand. I'm waiting for a woman and ain't got no man. Cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole. I can't buy no beer. Well, I went up on the mountain. I looked down in the sea. I seen the crabs and the fishes doing the bebop beep. God, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Of me working so hard. When I got a woman in the boss man's yard. Cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
Missed it by that much.
Damn close.
4 seconds or so, man. 5 seconds. It's closer than I thought it was going to be. Thank you, Tommy.
Tommy.
I mean, how fortuitous for it to be International Louie Louie Day. Huh?
Uh-huh.
The fuck out
well,
of here.
Of course I got a Grenache that tonight.
This was the serendipity. It's one of the serendipity doodad
episodes. We've had quite a few of those.
But that happens
over
on
the
pod. That's what makes it great.
Yeah.
It makes it so fun. You know, that's what keeps it fun, man. You know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Be nice if we had more naked women, but what are you going to do?
Bring on the dancing girls.
Not the naked women, but with the boob thing, like with the, you know, the lady from Oliver I'm going to keep thinking about. And she kept bending over to serve drinks, you know. She'd serve a drink. And go, whoa, whoa, Ivan, I'm seeing side boob. I was a kid. But yeah, Bill Sykes was scary, man.
Ooh. Yeah, this girl was terrified of him. She couldn't watch any of his movies because he scared her that much.
Yeah. He reminded me of my old man when he was pissed off.
Yeah.
The fuck out of Dodge, man. He never beat the shit out of me or nothing, but he scared the fucking shit out of me.
Yeah, same way with my old man. My father used to do the belt thing. Never hit me, but always did the belt thing. My dad never did that.
That's hilarious. He did the belt threaten move, huh? Why, Yoda?
And he turned beet red when he was angry. The look alone scared the shit out of you.
Yep. Well, my dad had these bulging eyeballs. So it was like, yeah.
That'll do it too. Yeah.
Oh. It made him a decent lawyer.
Yeah. I imagine
pull the eyeballs out. Fu Chow. All right, man. I guess we'll do it Monday.
All right, sounds good.
You ain't got no other plans. All right, then.
Sounds good to me.
All right, then.
This has been a Filmways presentation.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!